Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had sent a, an email just saying that I used to, you know, I was with Premiere and, you know, with the Blueprint, and then I wanted to make sure that I kept on with Crafty, but somehow they misunderstood my email and said that they were canceling me. So then I called, and she said she'd reinstate me. But yet, when I go on to my Crafty membership, it says I do not have anything. It says, wait a minute, let me just get back here. It says you have no active membership at this time.
Oh.
So I'm just trying to get it straightened out so that I have a membership because I want to keep it. I've had it for 15 years.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do for you today. Can I get the email address?
Sure. It's EAMANNOD@comcast.net.
All right, let me see what's going on. Okay, so I do see it was canceled. And so the reason it was canceled is because it was going to automatically renew for $200. And so you were sent the current offer, which was an annual membership for $29.99 in an email.
Okay.
So right. I can... So
can you sign me up for that?
Yeah. Give me just a second.
Good.
Yeah, I can. That's not a problem.
Excellent. Somehow I got mixed up here.
That's okay. So in the transition, we're trying to find customers that were going to be charged under the old Blueprint pricing.
Right.
And that's so much more expensive than the new Crafty
right,
pricing.
Right,
so the,
definitely.
Yeah, the new Crafty membership price for the annual membership is regularly $79.99.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we do have that discount offer to make it a little bit easier for transferring our customers
cool.
for $29.99.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and get you
I have over 300 classes.
Okay.
That I have bought over the years.
Yeah, so those will still be on your account as long as we sign
cool.
you up as a returning member.
Excellent.
So let me do this.
And I can't even remember because you know I haven't been able to see it for so long. The like when Blueprint was there, if we had patterns, we don't have patterns anymore.
You will. So if you had previously purchased patterns, you will have
okay.
those. I think they're expecting to have those loaded onto your account on November 15th.
Oh, okay. Oh, good, good. Because I thought I had patterns. I was like, oh, that would be so nice if I could get them back again, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So those ones should, like I said, they started with moving customers and then classes. And then if you had forever credits, those ones will be loaded, you know, like the 12 free classes they give out a year. If you had any
right.
leftover credits for those classes, those will load on the 30th of October, and then the patterns should load on the 15th of November.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of doing it in phases, trying to get every piece moved over. And
I'm so glad it's back to Crafty.
I mean,
Blueprint was different.
Yeah, I've heard either some people loved it or you just didn't like it at all. And
I was kind of on the fence. Half and half.
That's okay. Well, we're happy to have you with Crafty. Can I get your password associated with your Crafty account so I can sign you in as a returning member?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to look that up. Hold on. I got to get to my planner. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I have a lot of kits that I haven't done yet, so, you know, you still need the instructions.
Right, right. Yeah, those will be available soon. They're just not available yet.
Right, right.
So I think they figured if they loaded it all in phases and we start with the customers, we can work out all the people that are missing or the wrong pricing. Like with yours, you know, it's better to pay $29 than to pay $199. So.
Right. I'm looking for my Crafty.
Okay.
I don't know where Crafty, where is it? Oh, my God. I have so many passwords. You know, that's what happens when you have a phone that saves your passwords and then you
yep.
don't remember them.
You don't have to.
I can't find it. Wait a minute. AccuQuilt. It wouldn't have been the same one with Blueprint. Let me see.
It might be the same one as Blueprint.
Yeah, and I can't find that either, so that's, I'm doing good here.
I can reset it to something you'd like it to be.
Just give me one more second here to see if it's on this list. Oh, there it is. Okay.
All right.
Capital T as Tom, J as in John, M, 7148, and then a star, whatever you call that thing, an asterisk.
Okay. And that's it? Only the T is capitalized?
Yep, only the keys. Only the T is capitalized, yep.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So I was able to load all of your information on here. And if you don't mind giving me your card, I'll go ahead and sign you up for this.
Sure.
$29.99.
Yep. Now I got to find my pocketbook.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you.
I could have warned you. I could have told you it was that was next.
Oh, my God. Where the heck is my pocketbook? Oh, it's out in the other room. I know it by heart, but I don't want to make a mistake, so it's best to look at the card.
You're okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, it is. Oop, wait a minute. I can't get it out. Jeez. 4409-0900-2027-8990.
Okay. And the expiration date?
It's 7/21.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
410.
Okay. So this will enroll you in the membership. And you'll have access to everything, and as long as you say, yes, I approve, we'll go ahead and get you started.
Yes, I approve.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, it says, I didn't have your zip code. Oops, I missed that.
06-043.
What's your zip code?
06-043.
Okay, now we'll have you signed up. Tells me I have to re-enter your... Hold on. Says it's not a valid zip code. Your address is still in Bolton,
yep,
Connecticut?
33 Lyman Road, Bolton, Connecticut, 06043.
Okay. Let me see. It's having me, can you read your card number off to me again? I think it deleted. It put a bunch of X's in. I don't know if that's what's holding it up. Shouldn't be.
4409-0900-2027-8990.
Okay. And 1021 or 10-721.
721, yep. And then
okay.
I think it was 410. Okay. Or was it 140? Oh my God, now I gotta go look.
I'll wait.
In a minute, I'm going back.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm getting my exercise anyway.
Oh, good.
I'm running back and forth. All right, hold on.
Hopefully this is the last time.
Okay, let's see. Yep, 410. I had it right.
Okay. So we've got the right first and last name, the right city, state, zip code, email address, card, we should be good.
Cool. Now, is this Craftsy still in Denver, Colorado, or?
Yeah, TN Marketing is the company that bought Craftsy, and it's back in Denver. Yes, ma'am.
It is in Denver.
Yeah. So your
how's it
account...
going back there? Is it okay now?
Yeah, you're good.
Good. How's the fires out there? I heard there were fires.
Yeah, there is. So it's up near, the fires are up near Denver, and they've been burning for about 2 months. They're really hoping they're going to get a cold spell here this week. My parents are in Colorado.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my daughter used to work in Denver.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's, they should, hopefully this cold weather does some good. They may even get snow this week, which would be a huge help.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
For once, you'd like snow, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're dying to have it out there.
That's terrible. Between California and all these other states that are, sometimes I don't like winter, but I'm glad I live in Connecticut because we do not have a lot of natural disasters.
We're very lucky. And it's so crazy how different the natural disasters are in different parts of the country. I grew up in the desert. And then up on the West Coast and the Northwest Coast. So it's every part has a different natural disaster. And when you're there, you don't think it's so bad until you go to somewhere else and their new natural disaster is scary.
I know. It's scary. But, it really is. Well, thank you very much for reinstating me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you should have no problem logging in with your email and password and
thank
your account's
you.
All set up. That total for your CRAPSI membership with tax came to $31.89.
Okay.
But everything's good. You should be all set.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, you know what? I got a new email. Let me see what it says here. Oops. Come on. I love my internet sometimes. Payment complete. Oh, okay. All right. It's just my receipt. Thank you.
Yep. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
Thank you very much. Take care.
Right. You as well, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling CRAPSI Video Membership. Bye-bye.